G'day, guys. Thanks for downloading the podcast. Great to have your company.
What a big show we had for a Friday fun one.
There was driving.
We found out our ring stunt is uninsurable.
Is that going to put a bit of a poo-poo on it?
No. I think that makes it even more exciting.
So do I. Like is that bad? Because it's more like that's it. Like it's not like...
Mm. Yeah. And it's meant to be. So there's been so many hurdles and so many things that could go wrong when it comes up perfectly.
Yeah. We've just got to find big land.
Australia's a pretty big land.
Mm. Yeah, but you know, without the buildings and all that, I think we might have to...
Big open land.
Yeah, we'll go to the desert.
Love me some chocolate mousse.
Yeah. So all the details on where we're at with that is coming up, and you can still register hit105.com.au if you want to get engaged. Let's get into it. It's our podcast from Friday, August the 2nd.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Hey, it is a Friday, which means we find out what Matty Acton's learnt.
That's true. Getting to know
you. This is an institution of learning, ladies and gentlemen.
Poor Abby. She's been fighting something off for a few weeks now.
Sorry, I'm sick.
Sick. Oh, that's so sick.
Pretty sure we should be ringing 000 or...
I'm fine. I just got a stomach ache that I've had for 3 days, but I feel a bit better now. I've thrown up and I've had Panadol.
When's the last time you pooed?
No, it's definitely not that.
It could be Ebola.
It's fine with Panadol, so then it mustn't be that bad.
And this week, she finally bit the bullet and went to the doctor. I learnt things were a little more serious than we first thought.
I have a parasite. It's a bit gross. I'm not happy with it.
Don't be ashamed.
I have been in so much pain, like crippling pain. And he said sometimes it affects people, sometimes it doesn't.
Now, I know it seems like we're not very sympathetic to the issue, but come on, Stav and I, we just could not help ourselves.
The only reason I got tested is because my mum's got the same parasite.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So the other name, while Mr. Chuckles over here in the corner, is Beaver Fever. Oh, here we go.
Do you know it's funny because I have that too.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Oh, my God.
Now I get it.
Thing is, though, Manny, we might have got it camping, so you might have it.
Oh, I'm guaranteeing, I'm telling you now, if I don't have it, I want to catch it.
I hate you guys so much. Is everyone okay? Can we move on?
Oh, yeah, we'll just move. We'll never mention it again.
Word spread pretty quickly around the industry about the Beaver Fever, and even Brooke Satchwell called into the show with a few questions.
I want to hear about parasites. I share the pain I have.
Do you know what the parasite is?
What?
It's Beaver Fever.
Oh, darling, no.
Yeah. And her mum's got it too.
Oh, that's not good.
Don't come near me, guys. I've got Beaver Fever. You might catch it.
Anyway.
You build a mighty home on the riverbank, though. It'll be great.
Yeah.
Two beavers are better than one.
Hey! No, you do not get to hear the Beaver song. It is a sweet song, and you guys are being disgusting, and beavers are adorable.
We hope you get Beaver soon, Abs. I mean, better. We hope you get better soon.
The perfect proposal.
If you haven't heard, we are changing a couple's life.
Stav, Abby and Matt's Out of This World proposal.
To infinity and beyond.
If you want to do an Out of This World proposal, we send a diamond ring attached to a weather balloon up into outer space. It drops down and then the lucky couple go, let's get married.
It is gonna be the biggest proposal Brisbane has ever seen. And this week, we learned the ring, well, it's huge too.
One ring to rule them all.
What we're prepared to do at Xenox Diamonds is we want to give you a $20,000 diamond engagement ring to give to that one lucky couple.
But before we give someone the greatest proposal story ever, I learnt maybe there's one or two out there already.
My mates got married. They all did these fancy proposals and I thought they're a pack of idiots. So I went straight down to the local KFC.
Yep.
I got her a large Twister meal.
Yep.
And I gave her the ring there.
Yep.
And she loved it. And when we got married, I thought, I'm going to step it up here. I took her straight to Zaraffa's and got her a large coffee and then got her a quarter pounder at McDonald's and went home.
You are the most hero.
Romantic, yeah. Man.
How romantic is that? You couldn't beat that. No one could beat that.
Yeah, I don't know. Can we top that? We'll just have to wait and see.
Matt, lovely to meet you.
I'm an astrophysicist. I'm just a bachelor.
The Bachelor, it kicked off this week. We've been waiting for so long. And didn't the girls lose their mind over Matt, the astrophysicist?
I'm feeling the feelings when I know I really like somebody.
Oh, I feel so special right now.
It's a little bit scary how quickly I'm developing feelings for you.
It's really a little bit scary.
We had him in the studio before the show went to air, and we learnt all about the excessive amount of lip locking.
Kiss like a lot.
You know,
like a lot. What's the conversation that you've had with your now girlfriend about her having to watch you kiss other people?
Yeah, it's an unfortunate part of it, really.
Are you prepared for the angry text messages, though?
Prepared's a strong word.
You know what? You'd think it'd be a lot of fun having all those women throwing themselves at you.
Matt, I see you've been checking out my box.
I learnt being the Bachelor is actually pretty hard. 3 months of making out with girls and not going any further. You're laying on the beach and there's a girl in a bikini on top of you.
That's racy.
That, my friend.
That was racy.
That is stressful. You tight underwear?
Yeah. Look, there's a lot of cold showers in there. Right?
You'd have to.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's your idea of heaven or hell.
Hell.
Okay.
Absolute hell.
But you can if you want.
Yeah, but there's 14 people with cameras standing around and you're trying to hide it. You're a hot-blooded man. You can't help it, you know?
Well, now I know this sounds dumb. I've never actually thought about the show in that way. Now I'm going to have to...
They're going to be looking.
Yeah, okay.
And so glad you can pause and rewind television now.
Yeah, great.
Hey?
Great.
Your mum is going to be so proud.
I've already apologised several times to mum.
That's what I've learned this week, and you can catch up on all of it again. It's in the podcast, hit105.com.au.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Can you make a hotline ring? You can ask us anything.
First calls, anything you want to talk about the show is yours, Joe and Kalenga.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to say that every time I make out with my wife, when we're having cuddles and stuff, I end up with a cold sore. It's been going on for 2 years now, and it's really, really sad. Do you know what is the solution to this, or have you got any ideas?
You can take the tablets.
Yes, you can.
For them.
There's tablets?
There is.
There's tablets. Go and have a chat with your pharmacist.
Very powerful.
You can, yeah. Mm. I don't know if you can take them on a regular basis, but if you feel the little tingle, apparently. I don't know. I don't get cold sores, but some people say you get a tingle.
Yeah, you get a tingle. I get cold sores, Joe. But the thing with me is if I kiss my wife when I've got a cold sore, technically she would get one. I've never heard of... So she doesn't have a cold sore when you kiss her?
No, neither of us do. And then, like, 2 days later, boom, there it is.
Well, they're contagious.
Yeah, but you normally have to have the cold sore to
pass it on. Oh. Yeah.
Very good elaborate cover-up there, Joe. Well done.
No, don't go there.
But, yeah, talk to your doctor about it. There might be a workaround. There's got to be a solution. They're annoying.
131060, that's our number. Best caller on the air is going to get to celebrate the best of a Bavarian. It's coming to the Barracks, the new Bavarian. Yeah, it's open today. They got free hot dogs for the first 500 from 11 o'clock. Bavarians.com to book.
Scott in Sunnybank, what do you want to talk about today?
I want to talk about the USA basketball team that's coming to play Australia at the end of the month.
Oh, yeah? You excited?
I was excited. We've had about 9 players drop out and Australia's best player drop out, and there's nothing we can do about it.
So Ben Simmons, are you talking about dropping out of it?
Yes. So he said he was coming, then he wasn't coming, then he was coming, and then he wasn't coming.
But he's here.
No,
he's over there
in America.
Yeah, I know, but he's here at the moment. He was doing something with Adam Goods last night.
Oh, maybe. But I know what happened was
he broke up with his girlfriend.
The team he signed to offered him $280 million. And so they said, if you want your $280 million, you need to stay here instead of going for that cute little game in Australia. And he was like, fair enough.
We wouldn't stand a chance, would we, Scott?
Definitely. We have a good shot now. But in Australia, you can't really do what Ben Simmons does and expect people to just say, hey, mate, that's all right.
Yeah.
I know a lot of kids that are disappointed, and I think it's hurt basketball in Australia, really.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. You know, it's his home country. It'd be nice for him to have some sort of allegiance. Mm. What happened with him and Kylie? Was it Kylie?
Was it not Kylie? Was it the other one?
Scotty, do you know which Kardashian he was hooking up with?
I'm not sure, man. I'm 41. I have no idea.
Fair enough.
Sure. Just, yeah. Which one's the real rich one?
I think it was Kylie.
No, is she the real rich one?
No.
If Kylie's the richest, like the billionaire, it's not her. I reckon it might be Kendall.
Which one's a self-made billionaire?
That's Kylie. Right. She's the one with the lip kit. Does anyone know out there?
Ben Simmons, Kendall Jenner and Ben Simmons break up.
Yes.
Don't love you anymore, says the headline.
Ooh, slam dunk.
Who do you reckon dumped who?
She dumped him.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Alrighty, let's go to Chris. He's in Caboolture. Hi.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, I was listening to you the other day in regards to one of your friends committing suicide. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll try to call then. Something that's sort of really overlooked by the media is the biggest cause of male suicides here in Australia.
Yeah.
I'm on quite a few pages. You know, I suffer from quite severe depression from time to time. You know, it sort of flares up per se. You know, just a memory or, you know, a certain day could trigger it. You know, me and my wife separated a year ago, and it's been a year since I've almost seen my kids.
Yeah.
Almost 6 months since I've last spoken to them. And, trying to go through family law court and all that is quite hard for most men because, you know, we just don't have the support that women do.
Yeah. I think the main thing is to talk to people and that's, you know.
But Chris is saying there's certain things that affect guys.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, not seeing your children.
Of course.
Is horrendous.
Mm.
And to go through the family court
is easy.
And it's expensive as well. And I don't, And often I know that a lot of my friends have gone through it and they do say that it previously has favoured the female.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, I hope it all works out for you, Chris. Appreciate you calling, mate. 13 11 14 is the number for Lifeline. If you or anyone else ever needs it. Maddie in Logan Village, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you want to chat about today?
You guys mentioned before how it's odd to hear someone that's passed away sing.
Mm-hmm.
My partner and I are getting married next weekend and his dad passed away about 6 years ago, but he was a big Elvis fan and actually recorded a cover album. So we're playing one of his recorded songs as our first dance.
Oh, I love that.
Lovely.
Yeah, so it's going to be really nice. A nice way to include him on our day.
Can't help falling in love with you.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, of course it is.
Oh, you guys are going to have, that's going to be a teary dance.
I know. We were going to try and, you know, make a little routine, but I think we're just going to be sobbing, so that'll be okay.
Yeah. People are like, wow, if people don't know, they'll go, oh, they really like this.
Yes. Was he a good singer?
He actually was a really, really good singer. Like, it's a little bit hard to tell the difference.
That's going to be beautiful.
Oh, that would make me cry just playing that song anyway. I didn't have the father-in-law. Well, I hope you have a great day, Maddie.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Wish we could play that. Oh, don't stop that.
That's just where it cut out. It is R&B Friday. Imagine if we rolled this out.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Yeah, Mighty Broncos, we're just out of the top eight, but hey, the season's only getting started now. And KO ambassador and resident Bronco, Andrew McCulloch, is on the phone. G'day, champion.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
I was telling the boys, I was laughing at a commercial the other day where it's like, the season starts now. That's how important tonight's game is?
Yeah, well, we've got ourselves right back in the competition last month, which is really good, and you know, we've got a big test tonight, but it's certainly exciting and certainly getting some good rewards from some good performances over the last probably, 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, you guys take it on the Storm tonight, of course, and that's the thing. You just got to get to the top eight because once you're in the top eight,
everyone's got equal chance.
Yeah, you know, it does reset.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right, and what a test it is against the team that's certainly out in front by a little bit, but we'll see how, you know, good we're going as of late. And, you know, certainly be a big crowd. And I think overall, both teams will be really excited.
We're watching the Australian swim team with interest with the whole drug situation going on there. Are you guys drug tested in league?
Yeah, I was only drug tested 2 days ago. So it's regular occurrence, half-based. Obviously, in-house with the NRL and also ASDA's just turns up whenever. So it's it just depends. But, yeah, certainly the boys in-house get a test a lot more than probably ASDA.
My friend...
But,
My friend was telling this in swimming, so I don't know if it's the same as football, but he was saying that some of his blood is kept for many years so that when the tests get more advanced, they could go back and test it, you know, 10 years later just to see whether you were cheating there. Do you know anything about that?
I know they've taken blood samples. I haven't had a blood sample for probably about 6 to 8 months. Yeah, I guess they do have the opportunity to hang on to it. I don't know how advanced rugby league it is for that to happen. Yeah, it's just a bit hard for us. Obviously, we wonder what we intake we have, but we're pretty strict. You know, if the club's batch testing drug protein drinks, then we're drinking them the whole. I think it'll talk about the whole club, not just an individual. That'll be what I've done more so.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So you've got scientists that will say that we've tested this batch of protein stuff, so you boys are all good to go.
Yeah, so they're very careful, even going to the Boost now and having the gym junkie or the protein balls.
Wow. Boost juice.
Yeah.
Just protein balls.
It's called Boost juice. It's in the title.
Yeah.
Wow.
Watch out for Hungry Jacks.
They're just going to get the cheapest protein probably for themselves. So if that's batch tested, I'm not too sure. Yeah. But it's probably not worth the risk. So
Some people are saying that you can't even eat meat overseas because you're not sure of the hormones in it. Like it gets that serious. Is it? Do you have a hotline that you can call if you're in doubt?
I guess for us, our if you're in doubt, don't take it.
Yeah.
I guess, not worth the risk. And if you're in doubt or, you know, unsure, then I'd just rather get something that, you know, is definitely not contaminated or, you know, whatever it might be in it. But it's certainly quite scary. The amount of products there is around these days and how it can happen is, certainly very scary.
Those testers could really use that to their advantage, isn't it? We're going to test Lobster Mornay this month. We've heard that the lobsters...
Imagine if you're scared of needles, though. Like, if you have to get a blood test, some of the boys, I'm sure, would have the syringe coming at them and they'd be a bit scared.
Yeah, I reckon some boys and needles are more stage fright when they watch you wear. So that's the hardest for me. Yeah. They're kind of staring there next to you. So.
Do they let you turn your back at least, or do they need to see the member flow?
No, they need to see it. So I look at the ceiling, turn the tap on, and put a bit of music on my phone so I can just be distracted.
I would imagine
no one can not go to the toilet if you're hearing a tap.
It's true. Even if you don't need to go to the toilet, you turn the shower on, you're like, what the hell is that?
Yeah. And I guess if you were afraid of needles, that would probably rule you out.
I think they've even spoke about, I think Ben Cousins got away with their hair testing, so they don't do that anymore, but it's more, blood, but mostly urine testing, and it just depends on the timing. Yeah, it could be happen whenever, and then they normally double it up if you think you've been done once. They come back the following week and do it again.
Well, mate, we're looking forward to checking it out tonight. It's going to be a big game. I think the switch of Milford playing back at fullback has been great for you guys as well. He's playing brilliant there.
Yeah, he is. He seems pretty relaxed and a bit of a weight off his shoulders about expectations of what he needs to do. So he's just running the ball really well. And yeah, like you said, he's just playing out of his skin, and hopefully he can do that again tonight.
Alrighty, let's see it. It's going to happen. Hopefully you guys will wipe out those Storm tonight, get yourself into the eight, take it all the way to the finals. I really appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, cheers, guys. Thanks for having me. Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy. There he is, Andrew McCulloch, on the air with us. And don't forget to instantly stream every game of the NRL. You can do it this weekend on KO Sports with a bunch of exclusive KO features like KO Minis, Key Moments, and no spoilers.
Stream.
Oh, right.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Stav, Abby and Matt's $10,000 Alpha Bucks. Alpha
Bucks. Here we go, 10 grand on the line. Cold days, hot deals with Suzuki. Gift cards on dealer stock. See Suzuki dealer now. T's and C's apply.
All right, it's time to play some Alpha Bucks. And playing out in Boondall is Kenny. First time on air too. Welcome to the show, Big K.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, man. You've been trying to get through.
No way. I didn't. I can't believe I got through.
I know. You've been trying for a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
All right, well, let's hope this is your day. You know how this works then, since you've been trying to get through. You've already got a letter. It's G. You've got to answer every answer with that letter. You've got 30 seconds. Get them all right. You get $10,000. Okay?
Hey, no problem.
Have you got all the answers that Maddie gave you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, all right. Here we go. Well, G, as you know, let's go. Name a country.
Germany.
Name a part of a car.
Grill.
Name something you use for cooking.
Pass.
Name a boy's name.
J.
Yes.
Name a type of cheese.
Gnocchi?
Name a perfume brand.
Bus.
Name a Brisbane bridge.
Great story, bridge.
Name a breed of bird.
Come
on. Name a cartoon character.
Oh, gnocchi!
Gnocchi!
$200. I know. I couldn't think.
I'll go through the few that you missed. Something you can use in cooking. You could have said garlic. That was one of the answers that we gave. Type of cheese you could have.
Oh, my God.
You could also say grill. Type of cheese you could have said Gruyere or goat's cheese. And the bridge, Gateway or Goodwill. It's not the Great Story Bridge.
Jesus.
Well, that's pretty great, isn't it?
That's all right. Thank you, guys.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Dear Abby.
Sometimes in life, gets real. And that's when you need Abby to help.
I'm trying to help you.
Sometimes you just want a vent, and I take those on board. I like to read them, so make sure you send an email. But if you also want a solution, you can. Dear Abby at hit105.com.au is my email. A-W-B-Y. Just get that right. This one's written, Dear Abby, my mum and her husband have gone overseas and asked me to move back home and look after my teenage brother. I took him to his football game last weekend and we stayed on at the club to watch the adult team and have drinks and dinner. I started talking to one of the guys in the team and we got along so well that we went on a lunch date the next day that went for 24 hours. Hey. I know. Brilliant older sister. I'm looking after him well. After so many deep and meaningful conversations, we covered everything from careers to if we ever wanted kids. Not like together, but just the conversation of, you know, oh yeah, we both agree that we want kids one day. Here's my thing. I like him, but is this a big red flag about his personality and maturity? My brother left his football boots at the club, and since my mum's back this weekend, I wanted to get them during the week. So I went there to pick him up and bumped into Loverboy of a full 5 days, and he was there with a toddler. I was like, oh, hey, who's this little cutie? And he didn't say my son. He just said, oh, this is Levi. So I didn't make a big deal about it, and I agreed to call him that night. It just felt strange. When I got home, I said to my brother, was that his son? And he just said, yeah, I think so. Obviously, a teenage boy is not great at info. So I called Loverboy and said, I'm sorry, was that your son? And he said, yeah. And I'm like, why didn't you say anything? And he said, I wasn't sure when was the right time and if it was a big deal, as his mum and I broke up ages ago. It is a big deal, and I wouldn't care if he does have a son, but I just think if he's not the sort of guy that can mention it, then I'm not sure I should go on another date with him. I don't think a mum would be able to get away with lying about having a kid, so why is it different? 13, 10, 60.
Because for the guy, it would be a struggle because either if it was a single mum or a single dad, you could feel like if you say it, it could end it right there.
But then that's fine. You know what my thing is? He didn't see it as a potential relationship.
That's what I reckon too.
Oh.
He didn't tell her because...
He does. He's like, why would I need to tell her if this is just a fun time?
Yeah.
Hmm.
24 hours. I'll see you again for another 24 this weekend. And
but
then...
I'm not going to bring my son into it.
Yeah. I thought the opposite.
Oh, damn, she's rocked up at the club at another time.
Oh, I thought the opposite. He's like, I really like this girl, but I don't want to scare her off with my kid.
But then that's the thing. That's who you are. You're a parent. Yeah. And I feel like you should put that first. And, of course, you want a date. But if the girl's going to run off because of child, then... That's not the sort of girl you want to go out with. No. And vice versa as well. Like, I think it's hard. Like, my friend said that it's really hard. She's got 3 kids. She goes, you have no idea. It's hard because sometimes I tell them I've got kids. But if they call, I'll let it go to voicemail and then I'll text them. Because she's like, how is it romantic with me going, no, put the seat down. No, no. Mom.
You better get used to what he's going to hear if he's going to.
Yeah, so that in that sense, she's been up front. But she's like, well, I don't want to give it all, of how it is.
And on the same hand, you don't go, hi, what's your name? My name's Trent. I'm a father.
Yeah.
You don't have to say it there and then. Yeah. But if you're in bed
having a deep and meaningful and talking about kids, wouldn't that be a good time?
I would even say you would do it before then. If you sit down for a meal, what people would say, what do you do for work? Tell me about yourself. That's the that would come to mind, and you would go, oh, and I have a son. He's 3.
I just reckon I think her point was they had a conversation about kids.
Kids, yeah.
And he said, I would like a kid one day.
When did Esther tell you?
Well, I was in the fortunate position that I already knew.
Right.
Because I met her through one of my friends. We had a mutual friend. So I knew she had a son, but I didn't meet Ethan until 3 months into our relationship.
But that's fine. I understand the meeting part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just if you've talked about kids and not mentioned there, I don't know.
Well, 13, 10, 60, phones are open. I'm sure lots of people you know, the way the world is now, no relationship is simple. If you've been in this situation and you've got some advice for her, we want to hear from you.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Dear Abby.
Sometimes in life, gets real. And that's when you need Abby to help.
I'm trying to help you.
You can send an email, dearabby@hit105.com.au. I've got one from a girl who took her teenage brother, she's looking after him, to the football club, met one of the adult players there and had a 24-hour date, as she puts it. Had deeper meanings about kids. They both agreed that one day they wanted kids. Then she bumped into him again at the football club, and he had a three-year-old there, ended up being his son. And she wants to know why he didn't say anything. Is it a big red flag if someone doesn't admit to it?
James from The Switch, what do you think, mate?
Mate, I don't know. I think it's pretty difficult, but depending on her behalf, you know, if she's out for a bit of, I mean, if it was a 24-hour thing, then, you know, and there was a bit of nookie involved, then I don't think that's really on him. I think that's partially parcel of what she's into as well. But, I mean, it is very difficult in the dating aspect where you don't really want to waste your time. And by the sounds of it, he didn't really want to either. And I think from what he feels, he's actually
James,
got genuine feel.
Do you have a child?
I do, yes. I have a three-year-old daughter.
And are you in the dating world?
Yes.
When do you say it? When do you say it then?
Well, I have it all on my, in the dating world, I have it all on my profiles. You know, I have it on my Facebook, on my Instagram as well, you know, all my social media. And I do have photos of her as well, and her mother and I are very protective about it and make sure we both know what's going on, and we tag and everything that we do involve her in as well.
That's good. So if you're up front, at least you...
See, but then that's good, because then he's not wasting his time.
Yeah, you're only getting girls
that are like, no way.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless he does just want... Well, 24-hour day.
You've got your looking for love profile and the how you doing profile.
Fancy free. Richard in South Brisbane, what do you think about having to tell someone you've got children when you start dating?
For me, I'll always tell them pretty straight up first off. I'm pretty open about that. I've got a 18-month-old boy, and he's over in New Zealand, obviously. Me living here, it's a little bit tough, but yeah, I'm pretty straight up about it, eh?
Yeah, it's easier then if you're up front.
Mm. Bianca in Warner, you've got a different view for it?
Yeah, I do. Hi, guys. I met my husband on a dating website as well, and I actually chose not to put anything about my children on there. I didn't tell my husband that I had children until probably the second or third week. I don't think it's a massive deal. Every second weekend they'd be at their dad's, and I actually went to each other. I'd actually shut their bedroom doors and everything, even when I had him over. And it wasn't because I was lying in such. It was more because I just feel like you want to get to know someone properly before you bring your children into it, and before they, you know, my girls were older as well. Like, before they sort of know about it as well. Like, I didn't want to think, you know, that mum was just going from guy to guy, or, you know, you want to make sure that you get to know someone properly, I think, before...
That's fair enough. You know, that's fair enough. What about if someone asked you, they said, oh, do you have children? Would you tell them then?
Oh, absolutely. I would have said. And I had on my profile very upfront with, you know, I wanted family is very important to me, you know, much, like, all of that sort of thing.
Yeah, you're looking for someone who with family values.
Yeah.
You're looking for a fun time.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bianca, your phone line went a bit crackly there. Hey, Dave.
How you going?
What do you think, mate?
I'd suggest to the first one is okay, but I've actually had an instance where I've had a nurse pursue me, and she come out after about 4 weeks and told me she had 4 children, but it was one at a time, one every week she'd tell me. I've got a child this week and next week, and the youngest ended up being 9 months old.
So you went on a date, she said she had one kid, then you went on another date, she said, oh no, actually I've got two, then you went on another date. Wow.
So not until the fifth date, she said, or sixth date, she said she had 4.
Yeah, at about the 2 month mark, she ended up telling me that about the 4th child.
You're like, I don't know if I can go on any more dates.
I just don't know. I mean, I kind of have to give her a round of applause. Mm. You can go on that many dates with that many kids. Like, that's skill.
But also, too, what would your cutoff be? Like, if someone said to you, I'm open to kids, and you're like, yeah, me too. If you got kids, that's fine. And they said, oh, yeah, it's 6 weeks old.
Oh,
like, that, that would change
it. Young was the youngest?
9 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, that is a tough one, isn't it?
That was a bit of a killer for me.
Yeah, right.
And the last one she revealed, I'm sure?
yeah, that was the baby. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Oldest was 13 years old. Yeah.
God, you go on the seventh date. She's like, oh, and I'm pregnant.
don't laugh. I know someone who fell pregnant to a guy she was just seeing.
Yeah.
Who had another girl already pregnant. So he had two people pregnant.
Same hospital. You'd have to ask them to change hospital, please.
Just to make it convenient for you.
You don't want
to
be back. Oh, you're back.
We saw you last week.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
You've got mail.
Mailbag.
Everyone's got an email address. Like they have a home address now.
Mm.
Some people have multiple.
Oh, I have multiple.
Yeah, I got two.
Because I don't, sometimes you give out the fake one.
Yeah.
I still use my Hotmail account.
Oh, what is it?
stabthemighty@hotmail.com.
That's right, mine's Abstar.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I have my work email address, my personal email address, and the I'm signing up to your clothing store
list
address.
Yeah.
Because, when you give them your address, that's the end of it.
Yeah.
How do you get your birthday vouchers, though?
Yeah. You're 2% off if you spend $1 million. Everyone's been on an email for a long time. And do you notice everyone has their way of either starting an email or finishing? So it'll always be the standard, hope your week's going great, or hope you're well at the start.
Hope this email finds you well.
Yeah.
I got one the other day because obviously a lot of people email you that you've never met and they said, nice to e-meet you.
Oh, yeah. God.
That's weird. I don't like that.
Is that a thing now? I've never got
apparently.
One.
Apparently.
Nice to e-meet you.
Yeah, because you're meeting over email. Explaining it.
I always feel like replying to those with, no, we've met before, just to see what the reply is to that. So you get through that, you give the information of the email, and then you also decide as you're writing the email, does it require a smiley face or is it a professional email?
But then sometimes if you put an emoji in a email, it comes out as a J. So I don't do that.
Yeah. It can do that. Because it doesn't convert from your iPhone to the computer.
Mm.
I always go informal. Often I'll do just a kiss.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just one X, so people don't take it the wrong way.
Yeah.
Because it could just be like Miss X.
Yeah. I would do sincerely, but I can't spell it.
Yeah, that's always good.
A lot of people just do regards. You don't like regards?
No. Well,
because it means business done, regards.
Regards, yeah.
I like best wishes.
I like cheers.
See, I do cheers.
Yeah.
But I feel like...
That's very informal.
Yeah. Cheers stuff.
Yeah, but what about if you're doing Maddie and you're sending off an invoice or some sort of ask you to host something? You don't want to go cheers. Because that's not someone who can charge a lot.
I've made 350 terrible mistakes.
So you want to do a best wishes, regards, warm wishes?
Yeah.
No, that's warmest wishes.
So you can't even do
warmest
this.
Regards.
Happy birthday.
Imagine if you got from a tradie, right? You owed him $5,000 because you haven't paid your invoice, which you should never do. It's a low act. But imagine if they said to you, this invoice is now 30 days overdue. We'll have to take action if you don't pay immediately. Cheers, Bob's Building Co. You're going to be like, he doesn't mean that, does he?
Cheers, bro. Kind regards.
That's a good one.
That's old school, though, isn't it?
Well, that's the most professional emails I've got here.
Yeah. I hear that in a British accent. Kind regards.
Do you read out all your emails in a different accent?
Yeah, I do.
To buy this wonderful technology to enlarge you.
We guarantee 2 more inches. Regards.
Regards. Cheers. What about just thanks?
Thanks?
Yeah.
Thanks can be passive aggressive, though. See, but this is the thing.
I think you're reading into it too much.
I know, but we all do that. Even when you get a text message, you go, what do you reckon they mean by this?
Yeah.
My wife makes me put emojis in text messages and everything.
I love writing, if we are driving and Scotty goes, can you write back to him? I'll be like, I love you so much. And he's like, why did you have to write all that? It's just funny.
Does he get a I love you too back?
Yeah, then they start getting really, how guys talk.
Yeah,
it's a bit too...
Love you, bro. You're the best man.
It gets a bit too...
They get too far the other way.
Best I've ever had.
Yeah, all that. And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Regards.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
It's one small step for man. Space. The final frontier.
Stab Abby and Matt. Out of this world proposal.
To infinity and beyond.
Out of this world proposal, we are going to send a diamond ring, a $20,000 diamond ring.
$20,000. 1,000. What the ring?
To outer space. It is going to come down, hopefully, in our hand. All right, so we might be a few hectares off, but, you know, we'll get it eventually.
As we told our scientist, if he was a true scientist, he'd be able to design it so that the ring actually fell on the finger of
the winner.
Put your hand up, left hand up, and it fell onto the finger.
That's
imagine
not the science.
That.
That's our weatherman who needs to do that, because it's all about the winds up there. That's going to be what determines where it lands.
We've created global warming. Can't we do something to the atmosphere on that one day?
Well, we already can make it rain.
That's true.
Okay. But the issue is, we didn't realise we'd have a $20,000 ring. And we have to say thank you so much to Carl from Xenox Diamonds, because he's always on board our crazy ideas.
Loves them.
He's crazy like us.
He is.
But he has beautiful diamonds, and we just thought, okay, we might have to insure it.
Yes.
Yeah, that. What is it called? Away from home insurance? Yeah, you've got your contents insurance, and then you specify a few things for a few bucks extra.
When you're out and about.
It's only about $30 or $40.
No, I think mine's a bit more. Yeah, like you said, to ensure the diamond
ring.
You've
got jewellery. Yeah. We don't have the jewellery.
True.
The bling.
Well, right now, we have the CEO and co-founder of Q Report Jewellery Insurance. These people know their stuff. Rami?
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
How's about some insurance, bro?
Sure. Well, you know, like you said, we do personal jewellery insurance, so we don't do home insurance. All we do is insure jewellery.
Oh, wow.
And sounds like you have an interesting problem.
Yes.
Problem. Okay. Have you insured a ring for outer space before? Like, what's your level of
cover?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting you should ask that, because we do cover you for travel insurance.
Mm.
But, you know, I think that's within the atmosphere of the Earth. So I haven't had the experience of being requested this, so this is a first.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Well, if we read the PDS, as you always tell us to on your commercials, any insurer says that, read the PDS and ensure that this product is right for you.
Right.
Will you mention anything about that? Because
he will now.
It's a if you don't have it in the fine print.
Well, then that's an oversight from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, that's a fair call. The only thing is, you see, if you send this ring up in the air, right?
Yep.
Do you know where it's going to land?
No.
Are we going to put like a GPS on it?
Yeah, but what happens if it lands on the road and it gets crushed by a semi?
Oh, good point, Rami.
Diamonds can't be broken, can they?
A bit tragic.
Well, you might crush the ring. The diamond will probably wear, you know, hold up pretty well, but the ring could be crushed.
Yeah, and also, do you know what the legal ramifications, if it lands on someone else's property, would they then own the ring?
No, not necessarily, as long as you could show ownership of the ring.
Yeah.
Okay. But hey, what your real problem is, there's this thing in law which they talk about, what would the reasonable person accept? So let's say, theoretically, I insured it, and it got lost, stolen, or damaged, or disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, the insurance claim assessor would say, was it reasonable that the fact you send it up in the sky and you don't know where it's going to land, something happens to it, that something would happen to it? And the answer probably is, it's reasonable that it's going to have damage or loss, and therefore you're probably not going to get paid.
Okay, that's a very good point.
You insurance types are very negative.
But these days, though, Rami, you've got to be on board that people are doing outrageous proposals. You know, I've seen proposals underwater. You know, people are a little bit more risque today.
I absolutely agree. We've heard some pretty crazy proposals, and I do like the one underwater. And you know what? Underwater is still possible to be insured. That's a good one. I definitely give that consideration.
Okay.
So I guess
Is it a yes or a no for insurance?
Sorry, guys, I'm going to have to pass on this one.
Okay. All right. Okay. Does that mean we can't do it?
No, it just means it's not insured.
Oh,
that's fine.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
exactly.
No. But Rami's being honest, we're being honest. It's just a very adult situation, and we're going to go ahead with it anyway.
You don't have to have health insurance. You don't have to have car insurance.
Yeah.
You know, okay. So...
All right, so we're flying by the seat of our pants.
I do like that Rami obviously works in insurance, like worst case scenario. What about if it lands on a road to run over by a semi?
Well, what about...
He's not far off, it could happen.
Buzz Aldrin. Yeah. I'm sure he had his wedding ring on when he went to the moon.
Yeah, well... You know, the thing is, you got personal insurance where you're holding it on you, And that's why, you know, under travel insurance, hey, if someone was holding it onto them, that's different.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So, but that's a good point that the astronauts on that mission couldn't get insurance, Maddie.
Like, oh, right, life insurance.
They were uninsurable.
What if we pick the person who's getting engaged first, cut their finger off,
cut
the
ring
on the finger?
Thank you so much for your time.
Sorry. It always ends up in
Appreciate it.
What, always ends up in me severing someone's finger off?
You'd be surprised.
The ring still goes uninsured. You get what you get. You don't get upset. Register for our Out of This World proposal if you want to get engaged. Hit105.com.au.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Alpha Bucks, $10,000 every time we play, 7 and 8 a.m. Monday, we're back. It'll be the 5th of August. Your letters to play if you want to have a bit of prakatars.
TBC.
We're playing three games. Shit. Rightio. Good luck. You know what? Just listen from 6 every morning live because we're giving away answers.
Yeah.
Actually, that's going to help you out more than anything. 3 answers per game on Monday. Make sure you stick with us.
Stav, Abby and Matt's $10,000 Alpha Bucks. Alpha
Bucks. $100,000, that's the weekly prize pool. God, imagine if we did. We play twice a day, 7 and 8, for a whole week.
Yep.
Our boss would be in here freaking out. I really hope it happens. Let's give away $10,000 right now.
It'll be welcome to Hit 105 Community Radio Station. Your support is really appreciated.
Crowdfund. Hey, Jackie Morifeld, first time on air, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yay!
Woo!
Sing it, sister.
Yeah!
Now, you have been listening. You got some of the answers. Did you write them down or they're just in your head?
They're in my head.
All righty. But you don't know how this works. The letter you got is obviously C. Pass if you can't think quickly. Hopefully we've got enough time to come back with it.
Awesome.
And yeah, you get all 10 right, that's when you get the 10 grand.
Fabulous.
All right, Jackie, your letter for today is C for ka-ching time.
Thank you.
Okay. Your time will start when I finish the first question. Cheers. Name a Brisbane suburb.
Kendall.
Name a girl's name.
Carly.
Name something you can drink from.
A cup.
Name something you can sweet.
Something I can what, sorry?
Name something sweet.
Chocolate.
Name a colour.
Coral.
Name an underwater animal.
Coral.
Name a chick flick.
Pass.
Name a body part.
Calf.
Name something you can wear.
Cardigan.
Name a luxury car brand.
Cadillac.
Name it. Oh.
Oh, no.
Jackie.
Yes?
I love the way everything was like, the answers all were like, you punched them. You just
I was. I literally was punching in my car.
If we had time to go back.
Can you think of a chick flick?
It would be Cinderella.
That'd do.
That would do. But you got $450.
That's amazing, still.
Yeah, you could have had Clueless as well, Charlie's Angels.
Oh, no. Yeah. Yes, that's all right. Thank you anyway.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
I remember when we were driving.
Yeah, remember when you first learnt to drive and you can see them, and I think you need to take some time out for those L-platers, you know? Don't rush behind them because it's so panicking.
It's stressful.
When you're first on the road, you're like, I am in control of a car.
Yeah.
Mm. And all those things can go wrong.
My 17-year-old son, he's got his Ethy boy. He's learning to drive. He hasn't, because his girlfriend's got a car. And got her license. Mm. He's not real committed to it.
No, I think I had a chat to him about that.
Oh, you could.
I was like, you know what? A girl might think it's okay at the start, but not eventually, especially when you turn 18.
Yes. And
no.
So, you know, we've been doing a bit of learner driving with him. He said that I am calmer in the car with him than his mother is.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Hand on heart. His words, not mine, because I said, really? So I thought I'd put you guys to the test. Stav's yet to have his turn, but you went out with him. We have the audio to play here. Before we play the full package, I want to set the premise for you. I'm in your car behind, following.
Yeah, so I was more nervous because he was driving my car.
Yeah.
And with my little baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who fell asleep. Loves my company.
I know. I was like, look, he's going to scream the whole time. He doesn't like cars. Fell asleep. Always the way.
When we get back after doing a few laps around the block, Abby jumps out of the car and this is her.
I am not doing that again. That is no way. Sorry, I'm done. Went down Creek Road, a few main roads. Yep.
Okay.
Let's have a listen. Abby and my 17-year-old doing God knows what. Here we go. Driving with a teenager on their learners is pretty hectic, and people at work found it surprising that I am more calmer than your mother.
You keep saying that, but how much?
A little bit.
Yeah, just like a little bit.
So Abby and Ethie are going to cut a few laps in the Mazda 3, the sweet car that he will be driving around in when he gets his full licence. Okay. Good luck.
Okay, so I'm not going to freak out if you don't freak out.
In 2 hours.
So if I say brake, quickly put the brake.
Brake, yeah,
I know. Okay, well, they drive in the other car. We're going to follow in Abby's car. I'm so nervous for her.
Indicate. Check all your mirrors. Blind spots, done.
Yeah.
Slowly go out.
It's like a go-kart.
I know, right?
Pedal.
Straight, pull off the brake.
Okay, so we're just going to do everything a little bit slower.
Okay, yeah.
A little bunny hop.
Now, as you're going slower, you probably have to drop back into third to go through here.
That was bad.
Yeah, so we dropped the clutch a little bit too much.
Smooth.
They've changed directions.
Sorry. Brake on. Brake. You're right. Brake on.
Yep. Whoa, I stalled it.
That's right.
Damn it.
There we go.
You're right?
Yeah.
You're doing well.
Yeah, thank you.
You're better than I thought.
Coolio.
Now really give it a little bit more. Accelerate, yep. So drop back down to second. Sweet. That's all right. We don't need the clutch.
No.
Clutch is obsolete. You're doing well. You're doing really well. So when I get out of the car, I'm going to slam the door and say I'm never driving with him again, okay?
Okay, we're pulling back into her street. She looks a little bit stressed.
Whoa, I am not doing that again. That is no way. Sorry, I'm done. No, it was actually fine. I was so calm. My heart rate didn't even go.
When you got out of the car, I was like,
okay. It was
very disappointing.
I know you were so disappointed. You don't think I'm calm. I am, honestly, I feel really calm in stressful situations. I like doing live TV and I like doing like theatre and I like driving with people that don't know how to drive. It's like a...
She was in a hostage situation once, didn't break a sweat.
And I think, do you know what it is though? I'm not going to yell and carry on because it's not my son.
No.
Like, you're calmer when it's someone else's.
Yeah. Right. You could be a driving instructor.
I would love to.
Yeah.
I really enjoy 10,
60
it.
Then. Have you got a learner burner, parents, and you don't want to be in the car with them? Yeah. Abby will teach your kid to drive.
You log on, like, they've got an app now.
Yeah, for the time.
Yeah, for the time. And I'm like, mate, we're only going around the corner a few times. He's like, every bit counts.
Yep.
Could you actually understand him?
Yeah, because I speak fluent mumble.
Right. See, I can't, see that that's the other thing that annoys
you
me.
You call my older brother and see if you can understand him.
I wouldn't be able to. Ethan and I got into a fight at the Mount Omni Shopping Centre yesterday because I said to him, "Volume! Volume!" And he's like, "Dad, you're yelling." I couldn't hear a word he said.
That's how he gets away with calling you all those names.
There was a few complainings about you in the car.
Then why do we... And we cut that out.
I don't know. I think we muffled over like, they.
They were all from Abby.
Yeah. Hey, check out the video. It's on our Facebook page now.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. I remember when we were driving.
I took Maddie's son for a driving lesson and he said it can be a little bit stressful, but Ethan's 17-year-old and I just found him adorable and I could see the disappointment in your face when I got out of the car and I was yelling and you were so
smug.
Satisfied and smug, like, see, I told you.
See,
and then
have a listen. This was her.
Uh-huh. Whoa, I am not doing that again. That is no way. Sorry, I'm done. Boys at drama school, my teacher will be very happy. Because I said to him, like, I went back in and I'm like, how was that? Was that good? Because I said that I was going to do it. But it was great.
If you'll be able to see the video on our Facebook page. You were very calm. But as your husband said, what it is it's not your kid. So you're not as stressed. It's the same as when someone else's kid is being naughty because you don't have to discipline them. You're like, whatever.
I feel like you want to make me stressed.
I wanted you to freak out. I wanted you to get out of there with hair falling out. But so what we're going to do here is we're going to get you to teach other learner burners to drive.
Is it just going to be me or can we go in a rotation?
Oh, we all have a crack?
Yeah.
I'm happy to. Teach people how to ride a scooter. It's pretty easy.
Motorbike, mate. It's a motorbike license, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, Mitch in Browns Plains.
Hey, guys.
You, you're the learner burner, aren't you?
No, my boyfriend is.
Okay. Well, how old is he?
He turns 22 this year.
And he's on his learners?
Yep.
Right.
And you took him for a drive. How'd it go?
The first question he asked was where was the reverse pedal? So that was a great start.
Oh, Mitch.
The reverse pedal.
Oh, Mitch. Okay, yep.
Once we got that sorted, we'd done about 10Ks down the road until we needed to turn a corner and a car was coming up behind us. Mm-hmm. We ended up in someone's front yard.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Mitch, I don't know if you can teach him for a drive because you're his boyfriend. You know, that's harder, I think, than even a child.
Are you going to take this client on?
Yeah, I'll take him on.
Abby's driving school?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, you poor thing.
Jillian.
I'll make sure I put a reverse pedal in for him.
Well, that's the same as, you know, that some cars, when they got all funky, when they put the reverse brake as a pedal?
Yeah.
Have you ever driven one of them?
I'm not driving any new cars.
Right.
All right, they've got to be old beaten up cars.
What I'm saying is they've got to have a handbrake because I need that security.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, Jillian.
Good morning.
Tell us about your daughter.
I have a 16-year-old who turned 16 on the 23rd of July, so she is very fresh. She's done 3 hours driving in a manual car.
Oh, I like the manual cars. I reckon are you at shopping park lots still?
We have taken out a bush and we've made it to third gear so far. And we're doing night driving around the suburbs to learn to stop and go regularly in and out of first and second gear.
Yeah, she sounds like she's still...
We make it to third, and we don't go over 40 Ks yet.
Right.
Oh, right. Okay, we never let it stretch its legs. All right. That sounds fun.
Emmy from Oxley is on. Emmy.
Hello.
Hi.
You've got twins?
I've got two up for offer.
Yep.
Yep. So you've got two, and both of them think that the other's better than the other one, of course. But I think there was telling signs right at the beginning when we went to sit learner licenses, where one went in and thought he was the man, pretty confident, failed, but not only once, not twice, but three times.
Ouch. Yeah.
And that one there, that twin, has recently had a car accident just driving, U-turning the car in a quiet street, and it wasn't just any car, it was a Porsche. So before he's even turned 18, he's already got a debt with a car, but not any car, but it's a Porsche.
Why have you got such a big debt to pay off? Had a paying off a Porsche, babe.
Emmy.
Yeah, and the other one cannot do roundabouts. Like, I literally say to him, we're getting a little bit close to the roundabout. Watch that roundabout. And he turns his head and looks at the roundabout. So, good luck to whoever wants to take those two out.
Abby would love to.
We'll split it up, Emmy. There's twins, so Maddie will take the other.
Wow.
That's stubby boy, Ken. But I've got post-traumatic driver disorder.
Don't you make a joke of people that have
pre-traumatic
stress.
I can see that it's going to be stressful already and I'm out.
Yeah. Oh, I'll do it in my spare time. I've got more time than you guys, so I'm fine.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
It's F-O-E-F. Go, go, no more work today.
Get the fun out of here, everybody.
Yes. Maddie started this because he thought that no one should work a full day on Friday, and he used to get out really early. Lately, he isn't, but he does take the day off, but he just spends it here so that he doesn't have to go home and look after his daughter. So whatever you want to do, maybe you want to finish work and just come and hang here with us.
Well, the Bavarian has just opened up downstairs from work.
They got their launch here. They're giving away, what are they get?
500 hot dogs to the first amount of people.
You told me they were bringing pretzels in.
They are bringing pretzels in.
I keep looking around.
I know.
We went in the kitchen. We're looking for free food.
They're coming.
When I was driving into work today, I was thinking pretzels the whole way. Mm. Anyway, that aside, We want to celebrate. Friday, you knock off early. If your boss doesn't let you, they're a fun head and you should tell them to go fun themselves. So
not on a Monday, though. You need them on a Monday.
Yeah. Yes, yes, Monday you do. 131060, you will win a Stav, Abby and Matt FOEF bottle of wine.
One time.
Go nice with a pretzel. Kit in Warner, what time do you normally knock off and what time are you going home?
I'm meant to finish at 2:30 today, but instead I'm going to be finishing and going home at about 11:30.
Well,
that's
done.
Good. That's good. 2:30 for a finish time. What do you do?
I'm a community nurse.
Oh. Okay.
So it's like really flexible hours.
So you mean community nurse, you drive around to people's houses?
Yeah, I get to help them with stuff at home or showers or house cleaning or even taking them shopping.
You guys do an amazing job. And you mean so much to the old people. I know because my nana's just got one. Yeah. She loves her carer's family than us now.
What's the starting age?
For the sort of clients you can get.
Yeah.
Well, I've actually had a 23-year-old before that was a paraplegic, but it can really start at any age for anyone.
Yeah, that's in need.
Just going out and helping them with any day life things that they can't do or need a hand with.
Kit, that's lovely. A beautiful answer. He was making it creepy and asking for a sponge bath, so I'm glad that you answered that.
I'll give you one, bud.
Fantastic.
What were you asking for then?
My plan finally paid off.
What were you asking for?
Yeah, sponge bath. You know me and my big loofers.
What would we talk about if I was giving you a sponge bath?
Like, the whole time we'd just be like, this isn't creepy. No, nah, this isn't creepy at all. Nah.
Imagine the small talk.
Yeah. Wouldn't be small, mate.
Hey, Cam from Logan Lee. Cam, no one works a full day Friday, do they?
That's right. That's right.
What's your deal?
Oh, I started at 6 this morning. We're meant to finish at 5:30. We're just waiting for the supervisor to leave, and he's on his way out the gate as we speak.
Oh! Go home, no more work today. Wine coming your way, Cam. That is all yours, buddy. Before we go, we've had some late mail come in. This is breaking news that we feel we must cover on our show. We can't leave.
Well, you know that Gary, who listens to the show always, love him to bits, he sent me this story, and I can't believe it, because you know those Oshies, the rare Oshies that Woolworths are giving away? And I say the rare because there's only 100 of
the furry
Simba.
Yes.
There are a couple. They're farmers from Victoria. They put it up saying they've got one. Oh, sorry. A couple from Victoria are searching for irrigation water to help out their animals. So they put it up online. They want to get some, not the cash, but someone to help out so their animals aren't dying from the drought.
Fair enough.
They have been bullied. Like, completely online.
From psycho inner city people wanting this furry
Oshie? Yeah, like, oh, you farmer. Just give it up.
Death threats.
Yeah, so he's gone on Sunrise to talk about the story and how the fact that he's got bullied and he's got a pair of scissors and the rare Oshie in the other hand.
Check out this gangster.
This stuff may have pushed one of us over the edge.
We're going to destroy it.
We're going to destroy it because it's just not worth it. You ask yourself, what is a life worth? Is it worth what money? We don't know. So is it worth this? It's not. So to the people that bullied us and they want to buy this thing because they want it, well, this is what I say to them. It won't cut you. It's done. You can't buy it. I'm going to destroy it. I said that to people and then they messaged Melissa and they bullied her again and said that she was selfish.
So they didn't want cash. They wanted irrigation water. That's what they wanted.
Yeah.
So they wanted to. And people were like, no, just sell it to me. He tried to cut it. It was really thick.
Yeah. Well, he did get a very small pair of scissors. If he's a farmer, surely he's got a big...
He could have got the shearers.
Yeah, big shearers or something. But
I don't blame him. Imagine that. How frustrated you would be that everyone wants to send money for this damn Oshie and you're like, my livestock is dying.
Dying, yeah.
I mean, in a rare twist of events, they're more rare now.
Yeah, because there's only 99.
Oh, that's a good point. He's driven up the price of the other ones.
But I think the stand he's made is very good.
The one that sold for $100,000 online?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to believe this.
What?
The buyer hasn't paid up.
No way.
Oh, that is some breaking news there.
And now sports.
But I will pay up, I promise.
Yeah. Have a good weekend, everybody. We're in Love, Don't Judge is back on Monday. We have a couple. They were both females when they first met. One of them has transitioned into a male. They have stayed together.
Very interesting.
Amazing couple.
Yeah, we're going to chat to them Monday. Have a great day.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
There we go. That's the podcast, everyone. Thank you so much for your company.
Thank you.
Bye. Stab Abby and Matt. Hit 105.